Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade ended up higher on corn, higher in beans, and maintained the lower on the wheat throughout the day. Wheat did make new contract lows today. July Kansas City traded down as low as 485.5. That's the lowest we've seen in that contract. It broke through the previous lows of 589.25. So pretty negative overall outlook for the wheat futures as that contract makes new lows. Now, these hedge funds are record short. It seems like every day they're just a little bit more short wheat and corn, especially. They're a little bit lighter on the beans, but they're short about 535 million bushels of wheat. So that's a really big, big short position on wheat. On corn, they're short about 490 bushels, and beans short 160 million. They covered some more short positions today, and they did yesterday too. So they're actually buying the beans here, and that's lifting beans. Beans were up about 6 to 8 cents. November, which is new crop beans, at 954.75, up 5.75 to finish the day. Just a little bit on the positive side. So much of what happens over the next couple of weeks in terms of weather is going to probably dictate what the hedge funds do with these. And right now they're predicting lower wheat, of course, with that huge short position. But if they start to bail, that could change the picture overall.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's corn plantings were higher than anticipated. They were 55% planted. I think the average was about 50%. Last week, 19%, so really a huge stride. The five-year average is 40%, so we're way above where we need to be. Technology allows farmers in Iowa, in the Midwest, to plant really quickly. Beans, 13% planted. The five-year average is 12%. Now, if you look at the good to excellent category for wheat, it improved 1% on the hard red winter wheat up to 43% good to excellent. And so that was good. The five-year average is 46%. Cotton planted 17%, where the five-year average is 22%. This week we've got a few more things going on. Tomorrow we're going to have the Stats Canada all wheat guesstimate. The average guess is expected to be 17.7 million metric tons. Last year it was 21.86, so a little bit behind last year, and as over the last couple of weeks, we've really been watching it. It's getting worse, it seems. The largest ever U.S. outbreak of bird flu. It's hit 14 states and up to 21 million birds. And then the Russian ag minister has proposed lifting the wheat export as of May 15th. That could open up sales of 8 million metric tons on the world market.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, June live cattle up 72 at 151.45. August up 77 at 149.90. May feeder cattle 22 higher at 215.37. August up 92 at 218.25. June lean hogs up 92 at 82.75. And July up 45 at 83.12. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 8 at 490 and a quarter, December down 8 at 519 and a half. July Chicago wheat down 6 and a quarter at 466 and a half. July corn up 1 and a half at 362 and 3 quarters, December up 1 and a quarter at 379. July soybeans up 8 and a half at 984 and 3 quarters, and November up 5 and a half at 954 and a half. July cotton up 8 at 66.75 and October down 15 at 66.52. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.